This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin's presidential primary in April was chaotic and confusing for many voters. 6 months later, many election officials across the state are changing how they do business, hoping to avoid the same problems in November. But as WPR's Laura White reports, officials are still facing uncertain circumstances.
Wisconsin's April election happened during a challenging time for the state. The coronavirus pandemic was in its early days. On March 25th, Governor Tony Evers issued his Safer at Home order less than 2 weeks before Election Day.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers just made staying at home an official order. All non-essential businesses are set to close their doors and the almost 6 million
people were trying to figure out how to vote by mail, many for the first time in their lives. And the ballots they requested weren't arriving fast enough. Lawsuits were flying, which led to even more frustration and confusion for voters. Now, 6 months later, election officials are trying to help things go more smoothly. That's why Tom Poppy is standing in a city park pavilion on a recent Saturday afternoon. He's next to a rowdy basketball game and a playground. Poppy is wearing a bright yellow vest with the city clerk's seal on the back. He's a poll worker for the city of Madison, and he's providing a new service for voters.
We're actually allowing them to bring their absentee ballots here that they have already filled out, and they have signed it, and they have a witness.
The event, held on two October weekends, is called Democracy in the Park. Jennifer Bellheimer walked her dog to the park to turn in her ballot.
As much as I like to support USPS, I guess I'd rather just drop it off here with a known, poll worker, and it's in someone's hands.
Wisconsin law allows voters to request their ballot as late as the Thursday before Election Day, with just 5 days to receive, complete, and return it. But the U.S. Postal Service recommends people mail completed ballots at least 1 week before they're due. In Wisconsin, that's 8 p.m. on Election Day. The space between what state law allows and what the Postal Service says is possible is causing some party officials a lot of angst this fall. Party officials like Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
We just want to say, go, go, go. Let's do this early, and let's get those ballots in.
In April, almost 80,000 ballots arrived at clerk's offices after Election Day. But because a federal court granted a 6-day extension for clerks to receive ballots, they were still counted. Democrats and several advocacy groups have filed a lawsuit to get a similar extension for November's election. So far, they haven't been successful. In general, polling suggests Democrats are more likely than Republicans to vote by mail. Ron Bishop is the chair of the Republican Party at Fond du Lac County.
A lot of people just prefer the traditional show up on Election Day, go to the city hall, get in line and vote.
Bishop took some heat from Republicans for pushing back against President Trump's criticism of mail-in voting. Over the summer, Bishop said his nightmare scenario would be a surge in COVID-19 cases this fall that would scare some GOP voters away from voting in person after they'd already bypassed voting by mail.
It's creepy how that premonition is kind of turning out to be true.
It's true in the sense that COVID cases are surging in Wisconsin. It's impossible to predict who may bypass voting in person on Election Day and why. According to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, more than 1.4 million people have requested mail-in ballots for November. With about a week and a half until Election Day, about 900,000 have been returned. Many communities are now offering ballot drop boxes for people wary of Postal Service delays ahead of Election Day. In-person voting began Tuesday, so many clerks are now offering that option to vote or to register to vote. They have masks, hand sanitizer, a boatload of disposable pens. They all learned hard lessons in April, and they're determined not to repeat history. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.